Whether you fancy owning a swimming pool big enough to have its own yacht, or just a yacht big enough to have its own swimming pool, what you need is Dream Come True money. Luckily, Friday's Euro Millions Super Jackpot is £110 million. Now that's Dream Come True money. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play online or on the app. Estimated jackpot, account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
Well, good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hello.
All right. 46 outside. Kelly broadcasting from the basement of her house. Me from the studios downtown. We'll do this again. How about it? What do you say? You're
Sounds
not doing it.
Great.
You're not doing
Sounds
anything else
great.
For the next
no.
several hours, right?
I wasn't in a really deep sleep dreaming about an NSYNC concert that was happening that I was going to find a way to get in after I got done competing in the Dancing with the Stars show I was doing.
That
with
is
John Hamm.
A wild dream that this yeah. show interrupted you from.
It was pretty intense, and I had a lot to do.
I will say,
so, to be honest, this is kind of getting in the way.
Yeah, I get it. I feel like whenever you tell me about a dream that you had, and you know, mm-hmm. it's maybe half a dozen times a year, it's not that often, it involves NSYNC or a boy band.
It kind of does.
I don't know if
it tends to be I don't know, there's a theme in my brain.
I don't know if those are just the dreams that you're choosing to tell me, and so those are the only ones I'm hearing, and I'm sure you dream about other things, but...
Well, honestly, these are the ones I remember.
are the boy band dreams...
I'm sure dreaming about lots of things, too.
Right.
This is what I remember.
Okay, so, I mean, if you'll recall, the last dream you told me about was you and J.C. Chazé. Was that who it was?
Joey Fatone was late to the concert.
He was late because he was having a moment with a fan.
Yeah, and he showed up wearing a towel only, and I'm like, Joey, you can't go out there like that. You know, as he's running up the stairs backstage, he's like, oh, Kel, thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly. Appreciate you for reminding me that I'm in a towel getting ready to go on stage. So
I mean, wouldn't that be the worst?
So you, in this latest NSYNC dream, you were late for the concert, or you wait.
No, I just there was it was happening. I didn't have a ticket, but I was vowing I was going to find a way in.
Oh,
yeah, but I still needed to compete on Dancing with the Stars with John Hamm.
Oh, so scheduling was going to be an issue in this.
It was going to be iffy. Yeah, I was going to make it work though.
You're gonna were you going to be able to make it before the? You know, after intermission or
I was going to work it out. Like, okay. I feel like the sound studios were going to be closed or something. I'm not sure.
Did your dream focus at all on your dance partner, John Hamm, and what you were doing, how you were doing in Dancing with the Stars? Were you just starting Dancing with the Stars or were you several episodes
in? I was critiquing him. I'm not sure how far into the season we were, but I was like, listen, you have to bring your Mad Men character to this dance, otherwise it's not gonna work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was like, no, I got this.
And you're like, I trust you, John.
Yeah. I was like, well, listen, I need your A game. That's what I told him.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
You,
I whip him into shape.
Yeah. Okay. I wish I had something to compete with your dream, but I don't.
No, it was pretty intense. And listen, like I said, I had things left to do. So mm-hmm. this show is kind of getting in the way of that.
Don't you hate it?
A little salty.
When you wake up from a dream and it's not like you have to get up at that moment. And then you're like, oh, that was a great dream. And then you try to go back to sleep and try to go back into that dream.
Yeah. And it doesn't quite work. You just kind of keep replaying the parts that you already saw.
Right. That is so wild. Man,
our
subconscious is weird.
Well, and I get mad that I never get to see the NSYNC concert in my dreams. I've been there twice now. I don't actually get to see the show.
Yeah, you're always working behind the scenes. And
yeah.
Okay. All right.
I mean, maybe someday. I'll try tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah, write yourself a note. I mean, are you watching something before you go to bed?
No.
That is...
No idea why in the world this would have popped into my brain.
All
nothing on Facebook,
I was going to say, you don't follow an NSYNC fan account on Instagram or anything? And
I'm not a super fan of John Hamm. I hadn't read anything about him lately.
That's funny.
I never watched Mad Men. Why he infiltrated my dream, I have no idea.
It is super funny how your dreams will pull in the most random of people. And in your dream, it is the most normal of things. You're like, well, of course John Hamm's here. I mean, why wouldn't he be?
And of course, he's not bringing his A game. I got to whip him into shape.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. Wow. So that's where we're starting. And then we've got a new phone tap when, you know, your brother's birthday is next week and he works at a pharmacy. What are you going to do? Well, you're going to have us call with some, you know, issues. Sure.
I feel like they get questions like this all the time.
All the time. All the time. All the time. So I almost feel like this isn't anything even out of the ordinary for Mark.
It's a probably normal Tuesday.
Yeah, so a new phone tap coming up next hour. We've got Setting the Bar stories. And I ran across an interesting stat that I wanted to toss out a little bit later involving how many times you actually change your underwear during, you know, the past 10 months. And
when you say change your underwear, like, do you mean, like, buy new ones? Or are you talking about like
daily
wearing the same pair daily?
Right, right.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll toss that out, and interested in knowing like how often normal people do change. Is there anybody who changes it multiple times a day?
Why do we need to investigate this? Curious. I mean, I'm an every day different pair. Now, buying new ones, it's been probably a decade.
All right. Well, save it, Kelly. I don't want to.
All right.
I want to work it all out right now.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be doing some underwear shopping in the middle of the show. So it's time.
Kelly, it's almost as if this were sweeps week and you're tossing out nuggets like that. Kelly's going to be underwear shopping in the middle of the show. Tune in. She's going to need your advice on what to buy.
Oh, do you know what she's doing right now? Yep, underwear shopping.
There it is. Kelly K.
So this is crazy. A FedEx driver ended up jumping out to put out a house fire.
What?
Yeah. So Jason Sloan jumped out of his FedEx truck to help put out a fire threatening this house on his L.A. route. He saw the home's wooden fence on fire, ran to use a nearby hose to put it out and save it from actually jumping to the house.
Wow.
Every single neighbor was like, the FedEx guy is a hero. Like, he really acted out of nowhere.
Wow.
Yeah, that's one of the homeowners, Selena and Alberto Rios. They were both away at work when neighbors started calling them.
Yeah, we really want to thank you for what you did for us and, you know, potentially saved our home.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel great. I feel good at the same time. I'm just happy their house didn't get burned down.
Wow.
Yeah, so they were able to track him down a couple of days later because the whole thing was caught on doorbell camera.
Oh, my God.
So that's how they were able to find him and thank him properly.
That is cool.
Isn't that nuts?
I mean, you know, if you're delivering a package and you see something like that, I feel like a majority of us would try to at least alert somebody that, hey, there's a fire happening.
So you're this guy on your FedEx
route. We're not going to bring me into it.
And you're seeing this and you're like, you're not thinking, you know what? I bet you someone has already called 911.
Okay, listen. One time I'm driving on I-70 and I see a car literally on fire driving the other direction on the freeway, and I pick up my
911.
I pick up my cell phone to dial 911. I get the 911 out and I'm about to hit send, and I think, well, you know, the car's literally on fire. Someone's probably going to call. So I set the phone down. I do that one time and you never let me forget it.
Well, I'm just saying.
Okay.
These are people that didn't do that.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that he didn't do that.
Exactly. Okay. Jason Sloan, you're the hero FedEx driver.
All right. Good
stuff.
We'll
tweet it out.
All right. At Ben and Kelly Show. Let's get to a real quick sports update, which I will say, Kelly, I'm going to immediately wrap you into this because it involves your boyfriend, Ryan Reynolds.
Awesome. Yes. I'm invested now.
Ryan Reynolds and Rob McElhenney, who you know as the creator of Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they have completed their takeover of the Welsh soccer team, meaning that they are co-owners in a sports soccer club.
Awesome. Now, this was like a soccer club that had been held by, like, the fans, right? Like, they were kind of, it was crowdfunded a little bit?
I think so, yeah. So, they're invested about $2.5 million. They're interested in taking this soccer club that has, quote, real potential, investing in it, molding it, and watching it grow. So
awesome.
Ryan Reynolds there. Didn't know he was a big soccer fan.
Didn't either, but I'd kind of like to see him, like, you know, have a little owner's day where he gets to play. That'd be kind of fun.
You just want to see him score a goal and take his shirt off.
Sure. All of that.
All right. So there you go. Quick sports update. I'm not really sure if it's even that sportsy sports. But it
it's really not. And, like, it's nowhere near here, so there's that.
Exactly. Now, I have heard, speaking of soccer, that there is a new logo that is being unveiled for the Louisville city, the Louisville City soccer club. Uh-huh. So that will be something special. Now, remember the last time this happened, and there was a big, I guess, there were many people who were not as excited as maybe the soccer club hoped in the new logo. So this time round, maybe. We're gonna get something that the city can really truly get behind. So there you go. Little sports action!
Sportsy sports.
This is the part of the show where we set the bar for your day. We set it for your day very low, though. So as a almost a surefire goal for you to set, for you to achieve by the end of the day. Okay.
It's a little hurdle you can jump over.
You can manage to make it through the day without, oh, I don't know, crashing your car, running naked through a retirement home. You're doing okay.
Mm, right. Wow, that is a night.
It is. Mountain Man Allen, taking place in Montana there, drove his car through a grocery store, fled the building, crashed the car, and then ran naked through a retirement home last week. So here's...
That is a lot.
Yeah. So I'm not exactly sure if, like, the grocery store was having a sale and he just wanted to make sure that he got there before the sale ended and couldn't find a parking spot, because he drove his car, his 95 Chevy Lumina, through the front doors of the grocery store, plowed through a couple aisles. Nobody was hurt, so that's good.
Tough when you can't find a parking space.
Right. Didn't find what he was looking for, so that's when he just left and left the way he came and crashed his car on the road, then got out and ran through a retirement home. That's when the police detained Mountain Man Allen without his clothes. We're not exactly sure where his clothes came off, whether he was naked the entire time, whether he decided to take his clothes off after he crashed his car to run through the retirement home. Not exactly sure.
Grandma did not ask to see that. That's not what she wanted to see today.
But, you know, when you think about it, maybe Grandma hasn't seen something like that in a while, being at a retirement home.
It's a good point.
So maybe
check out the mugshot.
I was going to say, let's check the mugshot. Maybe this was a little special treat for the, like, retirement community there.
You know what? Activities today were fun.
She's,
I enjoyed that.
Grandma's just in the common room coloring and looks up and is like, oh, well, oh, would you look at that?
The entertainment today was stellar. Do that again.
What's his name? Alan? Oh, okay.
Let's invite that nice man back.
Yeah, so there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without crashing your car, running naked through a retirement home, you're doing okay.
Wow. That's a really good, specific example of what not to do.
Yeah, you know, we try to be hone it down to be very specific, okay? No generalizing our setting the bars here. This is very specific setting the bars, okay?
You know what? I am doing some clicking, and I'm still not seeing a mugshot. I'm a little upset at Columbia Falls, Montana, for not providing that public information.
Come on. Come on. Don't you have cameras that work in Montana? Let's take a mugshot of this guy.
A little up. I mean, they're posting all of the charges.
Yeah, right.
Like, all seven charges against him, but they didn't post his nice mugshot. I'm a little upset about that.
Well, maybe they were trying to not heat things up too hot, you know? Maybe Alan is a looker. So anyways, setting the bar.
I'll keep looking, though.
Yeah. You do your research, Kelly.
I'm going to do for research purposes.
Yeah, of course. Are we excited about the long-awaited, long-rumored collaboration between Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber, their Canadian brothers from another mother?
Two of Canada's best sons, yes. I think it was time.
Yeah, this is the short little, like, clip that each released yesterday, last night.
Little teaser.
Yeah. Just a little bit of, organ playing there, kind of showing you what it could be about. Monster.
Yeah, that didn't give us any of it.
No.
That didn't give us anything to go on.
Nothing. No. The song is called Monster, and it's going to be out this Friday. And so, people are highly anticipating this. I will say, I got a sneak listen, and it's not like a pop banger. It's more in the vein of Holy, like Justin Bieber, and Wonder, Shawn Mendes. It's kind of that melodic sort of tune. So
it's sensitive?
It's a sensitive Shawn Mendes maybe. And Justin Bieber.
Gotcha.
Do you think Canadians are a little bit more sensitive? That's a very
make that generalization.
That's a very general statement. I know.
Broad general statement to make.
They seem to be very sensitive right now, so that's pretty cool.
These two are just having a sensitive moment.
Yeah. Both Shawn Mendes with his recent songs and Justin Bieber with "Lonely" and "Holy." You know, very, very just touching tributes to one, his wife, and then two, the way he kind of grew up a child star. So, all right. There you go. Little Shawn Mendes. Justin Bieber. You want to hear it again?
Yeah. It was magical. And let us pray.
I was at church.
Feels a little like I was at church.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So that's coming Friday on 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up next, it is when your brother's having a birthday and he works at the pharmacy and you're just like, you got to get him. He's perfect. It's set up for it. And you're like, okay, sure, we will.
Maybe you're struggling. Like, what do I buy him? This is something that money can't buy.
It is. Right? It's a phone tap. William Hassan Pepper's got an issue that maybe others have and are just too embarrassed to ask, you know?
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So we got a message, as we normally do. Mm-hmm. Love getting these messages from Colin. My brother Mark works as a pharmacy assistant, loves his job.
Okay.
Except that he always gets awkward when customers ask him about personal problems and products like enemas, tampons, uh-huh, condoms,
okay,
hemorrhoid cream,
sure,
etc.
Okay.
He'd be perfect to phone tap. Plus, it's his birthday next week, so there you go.
Say no more, Colin. So William Hassan Pepper has to call because he's got a issue finding the correct size.
Oh my God.
Welcome to your phone tap, Mark.
Good morning. Thank you for calling pharmacy. This is Mark. How can I help you?
Hi, Mark. William Hassan Pepper. Good morning to you as well.
Thank you, sir. What can I help you with today?
Well, I actually have kind of an embarrassing situation. I'm hoping that you can help me out. I would have come in, but I think it's more appropriate to talk about it over the phone.
Yes, that's no problem at all. Anything that I can do to help.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I mean, you guys have prophylactics there, right?
Yes, we do. It's actually a pretty wide variety of brands.
Okay, and do you know how small they get? Like, what's the smallest size they make?
I guess that would probably just depend on the brand. Let me go take a look at our selection a second. So.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. But don't actually say small on the box.
Yeah, that seems to be my problem. I just keep getting different ones, and they all seem to feel way too baggy, if you know what I mean.
There's some here that say Snugger Fit. I see Iron Grip. I mean, maybe one of those would be something you could try.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the Iron Grip just falls right off me. I mean, you see the problem here. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I'm not really sure what to tell you.
I mean, do you have anything like small party balloons or something like that?
Oh, my God.
Sir, I mean, I really don't think that that's very advisable. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that just kind of, I don't know, seems like a bad idea to me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I just don't know what to tell my girlfriend. I've been trying to stall long enough. I mean, she's going to wonder what the issue is.
Maybe you could try another form of birth control.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, but I'm not exactly sure what you suggest. I mean, do you think one of those like empty Snickers wrappers from Trick or Treat or something can do the trick, or like a fun size? Fun size is what I'm talking about.
What? No, No. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Sir. I mean, have you? You asked me to take this seriously, so, I mean, that's what I'm trying to do here, and we have things here for women, maybe.
Well, I mean, I am being serious. Don't you think this is a bit, you know, embarrassing for me to talk about?
I completely understand, but, you know, I'm really not sure what else to tell you, I mean, except that maybe your girlfriend should handle the birth control part.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess either my girlfriend does or your brother Colin.
How do you know Colin?
Mark. Because he's the one who wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a phone tap. He said you love these sort of conversations.
Oh my God. Oh, this is class. I mean, I was trying so hard not to laugh. Oh God, I felt so sorry for this guy.
I mean, hey, look, you did great. You did great.
Yeah, I mean, the Snickers wrapper? I mean, come on.
Fun size. Maybe that's what they should call, you know, a right. particular fun size.
This is the fun size.
Yes.
This is the fun size.
So psychologically, it's fine.
All right.
So embarrassed.
That is
like
your...
listening, I was cringing.
Again, awkward conversations that sometimes have to happen.
And thank you to all of our pharmacists for enduring all of that.
There you go. That's your phone tap on 99. Watermelon Sugar. Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar, 99.7 DJX. There's a TikTok star, Nick Andreessen, who did a remake of Harry Styles' Watermelon Sugar. It's pretty funny. It's about 35 seconds, and it's of him in his kitchen asking Harry Styles what he wants to eat. And Harry Styles is at the kitchen bar. Okay.
All right, Harry, what do you want for breakfast?
I want strawberries.
That's fine, but these are the last ones.
Okay, gives him the bowl.
Tastes like strawberries.
That's because they are strawberries.
I want more berries.
Okay, like I said, that's the last of them. Do you want any watermelon?
I don't like watermelon. I want more berries.
No more berries.
More berries.
No berries.
More.
No.
More.
Harry, if you said berries, I'm going to lose it.
It's pretty good.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyways, it's 99.7 DJX. The SpaceX launch to the space station happened. I am happy to say that those three Americans and the one Japanese astronaut have made it to the International Space Station, where they're going to be until the spring. For 6 months, they're going to be at the International Space Station.
So these are professional astronauts. These are not the tourists, right? Because when I hear SpaceX, I kind of automatically thought like tourism.
Right. No, this is I think it was one of the first times that NASA has used a commercial
rocket.
Rocket. Right. Exactly. To send these astronauts to the International Space Station. But my question is, you know, because all of these astronauts, you know, they're scientists, they're, you know, astrophysicists, they're pilots, but they're a mix of men and women. Do you think they get it on in the International Space Station?
Benji. They're at work. They are professionals. Yeah. That's like asking us if we do.
No, but they're also humans, and they're in close contact, and...
I don't think so. Like, they know the job ahead. They are prepared for it.
Do you think part of their preparation is preparing their body for 6 months?
Weightlessness? We need to stop analyzing this story in this way.
This is...
They're there for a job.
Yes.
I have confidence that that's all they're going to be thinking about.
Well, every...
Now, that said, I haven't seen any of the pictures of the astronauts, so I don't know the hotness factor.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, if we were going up there with Ryan Reynolds, I'd have a problem, personally. That would be a problem for me.
So...
It'd be hard to concentrate on my job.
But I'm saying, maybe there is the Ryan Reynolds-type person to another astronaut up there, you know, because they're meeting other astronauts that are already on the space station.
Maybe.
So it's
there
like...
There could be some space station love at the space station know, is a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Don't come a knockin', right. And, you know, every job has its downtime, right?
Okay. So you think maybe recreational time could get fun on the space station?
Maybe. I mean, what a better way to exercise when there isn't a lot of options, right?
Wow.
See? Exercise. Health.
Logistically, I feel like that'd be difficult.
Yes.
When you're floating.
When you are in weightlessness, how do you actually do that? That could take some practice.
Do you think any astronauts have ever been asked this line of questioning?
I have to think they have. And is it like Vegas? Like, what happens on the International Space Station stays on the International Space Station. You know what I mean?
Well, so, okay. Remember the movie where Matt Damon gets stuck on Mars?
Uh-huh.
And there is kind of a romance between two of the astronauts on the crew. Like, they're not doing anything in space, but they end up getting married when they get back home.
But I mean...
So then you wonder.
You know, you're an astronaut. You're put into that situation where you are among a handful of people who ever get to leave the Earth in that capacity. I mean, that is something special. And then...
It's a small club, yes.
Bucket list. Holy cow. If you are in that...
Oh, sure.
I mean, if you get that bucket opportunity... List, yeah. I mean, that might be kind of a cool next step.
Well, that's not
step.
The Mile High Club anymore. How many miles high club
that's
is
like
that?
That's like the 3,000 mile club, you know?
Okay. Wow. That's a new club.
That is a new club.
Exclusive.
Yeah.
Thank you for taking us on this line of thinking.
Yeah.
Really appreciate that at this time of the morning.
You're welcome. You know, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks about that.
I feel like you are.
When I saw that they successfully docked, you know, at the International Space Station there, we're going to begin their mission, their six-month mission in the International Space Station. That's, I don't know why.
You're immediately thinking downtime. How are they going to be spending their downtime?
My brain immediately goes there. Like, I wonder if there's ever going to be
like
any.
Like, who's hooking up?
So, yes, I know. Okay. Like, you know, Andy Cohen makes all these Real Housewives shows. Is there going to be a Real Housewives of the International Space Station?
Remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the crew up there.
I know.
We'll have to see if they are TV worthy.
Something to think about. That could be your next reality show, International Space Station reality show there. So anyways, congratulations to the fine men and women.
I'm angry now, what I'm thinking about in my head. Like, things are happening in my mind I don't want happening right now.
You're thinking logistics of how are they going to do
I'm
it?
I'm upset. I don't want to think about that right now.
All right. We were just talking about SpaceX and space and the final frontier and the fact that the Sunday night launch, they finally docked into the International Space Station there, 262 miles above Idaho. But, you know,
but that's,
I mean,
really not the line of what we were talking about.
No, I mean, previously. We were talking about, I'm just going to say it, hashtag SpaceX, and to see if they actually do that, some sort of thing, when, you know, they have downtime. Because, you know, as you're watching the scientists, the men and the women and the physicists and all those very smart people entering the International Space Station, you know, you got to think, well, you know, I mean, they're going to be up there for months on end. At least 6 months.
They might get lonely.
They might get lonely. You know, I mean, here's the thing. They could really get attracted to a personality up there where...
Really get to know each other in a super special way.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so I wondered, does that even happen in outer space? Mary Kate rolls in and says, you know, after a couple months, I'm sure everyone seems more attractive. Or you're just like, man, this is as good as it's going to get.
Oh, wow. So you just settle?
Okay. Maybe if you're in that sort of lane, maybe that's what you got to do.
See, Bridget is rolling in with the logic we need. She says, no, Ben, they can't risk making space babies.
But how cool would
that?
There
you go.
Like, there's going to be...
That would not be cool. They're not equipped for that.
We don't know that.
We know that. We know that. They did not... No, they didn't make, like, a little birthing room at the space station. That didn't happen. They don't have, like, a little baby spacesuit ready to go. They don't have that. That's not what they have.
In our lifetime, there is going to be a baby born in space.
We are not there yet.
I mean...
We're not planning for that.
I mean,
I bet you there's probably strict protocols.
There is.
That says no funny business
in the
space station, Kelly, because of that.
Kelly, come on.
What?
Of course there are probably protocols, but humans are humans. It's only
a handbook violation.
It's nature. they're gonna go up there and they're gonna be like,
it's not nature.
Especially if it's an international space station, they're gonna see people from other countries and things up there, and
they are professionals. They're there to do a job,
and they'll be like, "Oh, Raul, wee."
Raul is the astronaut now, the hot astronaut Raul at the space station.
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
Well, what do you think the pickup lines are in outer space?
I would like to dock my space station.
God, no, I don't think so. That would not work.
I mean,
that would not work.
It might if you are without human touch for over 6 months.
You float around here lately? You float around here often?
Hey.
Hey, yo.
All right. I mean, again, I don't want to diminish the accomplishment and the feat that these scientists did.
We're concentrating on an area we shouldn't be.
I'm concentrating on an area that I think maybe needs more attention. And at some point, there's going to be a show about this.
We've been denying it.
We've been denying it for too long. Yes.
Astronaut love.
Right here on 99.7 DJ. All right, feel good. Do this every single hour, too. Kelly K.
Well, this is kind of amazing and fun and cool. This is like almost out of a scene from maybe Fast and Furious.
Mm.
Medical edition.
Okay.
Italian state police rushed a donor kidney from Padua to Rome for transplant in a Lambo.
In a Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing.
And I mean, the trip was around 300 miles. Typically, it would take 6 hours. They made it in 2 hours.
Oh, wow. They were cruising.
At about 143 miles per hour, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah. They got it there. It was successfully transplanted. Now, this particular Lambo is outfitted for missions like this.
Oh, got it.
So, it's in addition to being equipped for standard police work. It's got a refrigerated trunk. It can successfully double as transport vehicles for organs, vaccines, plasma, whatever.
Wow.
Transport doesn't qualify for an aerial route, because many were wondering, like, hey, why aren't you, like, taking a helicopter?
Sure, right.
But Google Maps of the starting hospital kind of showed that it doesn't really have a helipad or an easily accessible flat area nearby, so the Lambo made more sense.
Wow.
I mean, could you imagine how fun that would have been? And a little scary to drive that fast. I'll be honest. 143 miles per hour?
Yeah.
You better learn. I mean, we've had many stories, setting the bar stories, if you will, of people not being able to control the Lambos.
Yeah, I was going to say
they're power.
Italian sports cars, yes.
Yes, exactly. But kudos to them. They must have driven the route before. For the 2 hours instead of six?
What?
Are you kidding? They shaved 4 hours off the trip.
Dang,
that's fast.
That is awesome. And they... I mean, the most important thing is they delivered the organ transplant there?
Yep, they got it done. The transplant happened.
That is awesome.
Yeah, saved a life.
That is awesome.
Good stuff.
That Lambo. Is awesome. All right.
Medical Lambo.
I love it. And the lights were flashing on top and all of that.
Probably.
That is great. Feel good. We do this every single hour here throughout the morning. So since the pandemic began, and an unlikely statistic has come out. And that's the frequency with which you actually change your drawers. Like,
why
your underwear.
Did they feel the need to study this? Why?
I mean, and I'm sure it's from like a Fruit of the Loom or something like that conducted the survey. But it says that less than 50% of people now change their underwear daily.
Less than 50%?
Yeah. And
you're kidding.
And less than 20% change them only once a week. So,
oh wow.
I mean, that in and of itself, like I mean, sometimes I'll give myself a fresh pair even after just a night of sleeping. You know, like if you sometimes you sweat in the middle of the night and you wake up and you're like, yeah, you know, even though I took a shower last night, I'm still going to go ahead and give myself a fresh pair just to you know, make sure everything's clean down there, right?
Just feel cleaner with a fresh pair every day. Start the day feeling fresh.
But less than 50%. Change their undies daily. But here's like what I'm curious about. Is there someone who changes them multiple times? Like,
that's excessive.
Like multiple times a day. And wondering if there is a reason. Maybe you have a profession in which you're like, okay, I get, you know, sweaty a lot, and so I don't like that feeling down there, and so I just bring along multiple pairs of underwear with me, and you know,
I don't think so.
Do a quick change out. You and I don't have a profession, a job that would require that, because
no,
we don't do a lot of moving or activity or anything like that. But I could imagine like someone like, who knows, like an Amazon truck driver or someone who delivers the mail or packages or things like that on a daily basis, where you're running around
on their route to change their underwear.
You never know.
I doubt it.
You never know. You never know.
Now, I'll tell you this. What we need to be talking about is how often you're buying new underwear. Because if we're talking about that, it could be a decade.
Yeah, but, you know, you've got what feels comfortable. And, you know, as long as you're not wearing holes in them, then I think you're probably okay.
Listen, my husband has pointed out, hey, you need to throw all of them out and go start over. We've had that conversation last week.
Derek texts in and says, since the pandemic began, I've barely worn underwear. Yeah, well, then there's that side of the whole...
The commando life.
I know, I was going to say, there's that side of it all, too. Hey, Danielle.
I change my underwear at least like 5 times a day.
5 times a day? What, like your entire clothes or just like the undies?
Well, I change clothes in general a lot because you just want to smell good, you know? You don't want to be wearing some funky clothes.
Right, sure, right.
What is she doing to where she needs to change her clothes
multiple times
because she doesn't want to feel funky?
Are you super active? Or do you build up a sweat? Are you like a delivery driver, like I was saying?
I don't do much. I just change my clothes all the time because I want to look different.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, what do you do?
I'm an exotic dancer.
Oh. Well, there it is. There it is. Okay.
I get it.
Danielle, right. I understand now.
Okay, the dots are connected.
My face is so red right now.
Whoa.
All right.
You sassy.
Okay. I bet she has shopped for underwear a lot more often than I have.
Well, that's part of her job, Kelly.
It's work uniform.
Yeah, that is a work uniform. I don't know if anybody can beat Danielle changing over 5 times a day.
I think she wins.
That may be
on many levels.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Warning, the cringe factor is pretty high on this one.
Okay.
Colin wrote to us, my brother Mark works as a pharmacy assistant, loves his job, except that he always gets awkward when customers ask him about personal problems and products like enemas, tampons, condoms, hemorrhoid cream, etc. He'd be perfect to phone tap, don't you think? Plus his birthday's next week.
Perfect. So yeah, William Hassenpepper has to make a phone call because he's got an embarrassing situation. And he just needs Mark to help him out here.
Oh, okay.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Good morning. Thank you for calling Pharmacy. This is Mark. How can I help you?
Hi, Mark. William Hassenpepper. Good morning to you as well.
Thank you, sir. What can I help you with today?
Well, I actually have kind of an embarrassing situation. I'm hoping that you can help me out. I would have come in, but I think it's more appropriate to talk about it over the phone.
That's no problem at all. Anything that I can do to help.
Okay, wonderful. What, I mean, you guys have a prophylactics there, right?
Yes, we do. It's actually a pretty wide variety of brands.
Okay, and do you know how small they get? Like, what's the smallest size they make?
I guess that would probably just depend on the brand. Let me go take a look at our selection just a second. So.
Oh, bless his heart.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Go look.
They don't actually say small on the box.
Yeah, that seems to be my problem. I just keep getting different ones, and they all seem to feel way too baggy, if you know what I mean.
There's some here that say snugger fit. I see iron grip. I mean, maybe one of those would be something you could try.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, the iron grip just falls right off me. I mean, you see the problem here. I mean, what am I supposed to do?
I'm not really sure what to tell you.
I mean, do you have anything like small party balloons or something like that?
I really don't think that's very advisable. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but that just kind of, I don't know, seems like a bad idea to me.
Okay, well, I just don't know what to tell my girlfriend. I've been trying to stall long enough. I mean, she's going to wonder what the issue is.
Maybe you could try another form of birth control.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, but I'm not exactly sure what you suggest. I mean, do you think one of those like empty Snickers wrappers from Trick or Treat or something could do the trick, or like a fun size? Fun size is what I'm talking about.
What? No, No. I'm sorry. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Sir. I mean, have you? You asked me to take this seriously, so I mean that's what I'm trying to do here, and we have things here for women, maybe.
Well, I mean, I am being serious. Don't you think this is a bit, you know, embarrassing for me to talk about?
I completely understand, but you know, I'm really not sure what else to tell you. I mean, except that maybe your girlfriend should handle the birth control part.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess either my girlfriend does or your brother Colin.
How do you know Colin?
Mark. Because he's the one who wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K show and set you up for a phone tap. He said you love these sort of conversations.
Oh, God. Oh, this is just class. I mean, I was trying so hard not to laugh. Oh, God, I felt so sorry for this guy.
I mean, hey, look, you did great.
Yeah, I mean, the Snickers wrapper? I mean, come on.
We're looking for fun size. Fun size!
Well, maybe they should, like, have some of those labeled like that. Just so, you know, psychologically, it's not as damaging.
I'm going to get fun size. That's what I'm going to get. It'll be all good.
Oh, all right. God.
That's your phone tap. 99. All right, feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly Kay.
So JCPS has been feeding over 300,000 kids since the pandemic started. But now they're getting some relief from a Louisville chef and restaurateur. You may have heard of him, Chef Edward Lee.
Have I heard of him?
If we can prevent a couple of families from slipping into poverty by helping them out with these meals, like, that's what we're here for.
With the help of several partners, he's hoping a long, harsh COVID winter might get a little warmer for JCPS families that depend on the meal program.
We know that these are crazy times and people are just needing meals, not because of anything that they did wrong, because it's just crazy times.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, this has been in the works for a while. He's been trying to get this off the ground. So he, like they said, had a lot of help from some partners, Louisville Metro, Humana, Churchill Downs, Audi, JCPS. And this is the good part. He's not only helping families who need to be fed, but he kind of rallied the troops, got 50 unemployed chefs back in the kitchen to turn out 9,000 meals a week.
Nice.
All out of Churchill Downs' kitchen.
Nice.
That's a big deal. So we've got the story from Wave 3 up on the website, WDJX.com. You can see what they're up to.
Yeah, and it's not like cheap food either. It's chef quality food.
You have Chef Edward Lee's hands on it.
I know. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. All right. Good deal. That should feel good. Do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, it's a setting the bar story where we set it very low for you. And this involves mating. We'll use the technical term.
Mating? Like, are we in the animal kingdom or is this humans?
I won't let you know just yet.
Okay.
But it's in public.
There's been a lot of that on the show today.
I mean, not really.
I mean, a little.
Suggested,
Phone tap
yes.
Had yes, it was suggested. There's astronaut mating, potentially,
which,
talked about.
Which I'm still curious about, by the way. All right, so anyways, that coming up. Hang on just a quick sec. And setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. Yes, we are going to the animal kingdom, Kelly. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught trying to mate with a garden hose, you're doing okay.
Wait a second. Who is trying to mate with a garden hose?
Oh, a deadly 5-foot eastern brown snake.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I see now where the confusion happens.
There you
they
go.
They are kind of shaped the same way. I'm going to get to know you.
You're stiff as a board. Why don't you loosen up a little bit?
But he's mating with the hose as opposed to the snake.
Yeah.
There's two snakes. Can you see up the top there? There's a dark one and a light colored one.
Yeah.
And they're getting confused with the hose and mating with the hose.
So, getting confused and mating with the hose.
Yeah, so this Australian woman had seen it in her garden, and obviously it's deadly, and so she didn't want anything to do with it. So she had to call in, you know, some nature people to take care of it.
Nature and, people.
And they didn't have any sort of issue finding it because the snake was under the spell of the garden hose.
Spitting some game.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, giving his little snake pickup lines.
Right. So slither around here often, right? For sure. So anyways, small example.
Nice to see you.
Uh-huh. So, you know, this is more to the animal community, snakes that are listening. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting caught trying to mate with a garden hose, I mean, just embarrassing around for everyone involved, right?
Totally. You're going to get made fun of in your community.
Yeah.
Are we really aiming this story at snakes in Australia? Is that who we're doing this for?
I mean, I think it could probably be a setting the bar for any snake that's listening.
Okay. Gotcha.
All right. All right. Yeah, so
that's great.
You know, I'm sure I'm just going to boldly declare that we are the number one radio show for snakes here in the Louisville area.
Probably.
So, I have no research to back that up, but I'm just going to go ahead and go out on a limb and say that. So
let's make a plaque, hang it on the wall.
Setting the bars for you guys. Have you read this Scooter Braun Taylor Swift thing?
Of course.
Okay.
I mean, again, more drama. Like Scooter sold her masters for more than $300 million, which is what he paid for when he bought Big Machine Records.
Mm-hmm.
She's still mad about it. There's still drama. It's all up on the website at WDJX.com. You mean that?
Yeah, that. Like, what I thought was funny was he basically was like, she was like, hey, guess what? I'll buy. Like, if you want to sell them, I'll buy them from you. And so,
yeah, he had a condition, though.
And so he was like, yeah, okay, but you can't talk bad about me.
But you know what? It's like too late. She already has.
And she was like,
he wanted her to sign a non-disclosure agreement,
right,
saying you're not going to talk bad about me anymore. And she's like, nope, deuces.
Right. And so she was like, yeah, no, I can't promise that. So she was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to re-record them. And so meanwhile, he sold them to an investment firm called Shamrock Holdings. So they now have Taylor's early works.
Well, and then they said, according to her, they said that they tried to reach out and give her a heads up, but then Scooter wouldn't let them do that either. They said the deal is off if you try to reach out to her ahead of time. And so they had to, like, let her know after the fact to say, listen, we tried, but here's the deal.
I mean,
and
outside
so that's
of,
her version.
Yeah, outside of getting, like, the royalties and all that from, you know, sales and streams and stuff of her early, of her first six albums, like, what do you get from having Taylor's catalog? I mean, do you get to, like, go to your friends and be like, I own that? Like, I don't know what
maybe.
It, like,
I'm
like,
sure there's some of that, but yeah. Then I'm sure all, they can turn around and sell it and the price tag just keeps going up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, is it all just business transactions and just, you know, basically holding stake in some stock that they're hoping continues to rise?
Benji, this is all stuff that is above our intelligence level.
I know, I just like to try to work it out sometimes, but anyways. All right, yeah, like Kelly said, you can read about it, all that up WDJX.com, including Taylor's statement and the story about the early catalogs, so to speak. All right, coming up next, it is another opportunity for you with Sarah to get in on the Chopper Shopper. That's coming up at 11, 1, 3, and 5 today. And then tomorrow, it's Craigslist Misconnections. And it's that it's that search for love that always seems to take twists and turns, right?
Well, yeah. If you're not in the right place to be able to say, hey, I like you, what's your number? Just go to your mom's basement, type up a little ad.
Yeah, do we toss out a title of one of these Craigslist misconnections? Do we do it early? Do we toss
there
one out?
There are several. My favorite, mm-hmm. Can I do it?
Okay.
I swallowed your eyeball. It says a lot right there, right?
It does. It does. All right. So
I will be listening.
Okay, so that tomorrow, new Craigslist misconnections. Other than that, have a good one. We'll talk to you then.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.